Dear listeners, the First University Radio from Pest presents you an interview with Sum 41's guitarist Dave Brownsound, recorded before the show at Budapest Park, Hungary.
So, you've been going on for a pretty long time with the band now. Mm-hmm. What is it that keeps you guys going and going with all this energy?
I think besides the fact that we can't really do anything else, it's just the fact that it's fun. It's still fun. Like, after all these years, it's still a blast. And that, you know, depending on whether we have 30 minutes, depending on whether we have as much time as we mm-hmm. want, it's still something that we look forward to and get ready for every day.
So, your new studio album is coming mm-hmm. out soon, Order and Decline. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a deeply personal album, right?
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, every record has a personal tinge too, but mm-hmm. I think over the years it has been a little bit more of a reflection of how the world hits us and how we feel about it, every record.
And how did the album name come from? So where did it come from?
Just the state of the globe.
Oh.
The order of the world is in decline right now, but it's not something that can't be fixed. But we do need to be conscious of it.
And it contains several heavy songs, but also some slower ones. Right?
Yes.
Which one do you prefer playing?
As far as slow and heavy,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really matter. I love the groove and getting in the pocket of a slow song, and I love the raw aggression of a fast song.
Are we gonna hear more guitar solos from you?
Yeah, actually, this record is like the...
Really?
Yeah, this record has the most solos out of any Sum record that I've done so far.
And what was it like to play Out for Blood for the first time live?
Oh, it was incredible.
Really?
It was incredible, yeah. I remember hearing the tape back and thinking that... And asking everybody, like, okay, are we playing the track or something like that? But no, it ended up being really good. We filmed the video twice, and so we all kind of had our moves down for the song, and it just had this new energy that the crowd was excited, and so were we. Yeah.
And Death in the Family came out.
Yeah.
Are you going to play it tonight for us? Or?
I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure.
We'll have to see.
It's
yeah.
a secret. How does it feel like to play a song for the first time in general?
In general, the first time, there's always, it's a little more reserved,
mm-hmm.
just so we can hit the notes right, hit our stride right, and do everything properly. So, I mean, it should be pretty easy.
And so far, what feedback and reactions did you get from the fans?
The No Personal Space Tour was great, because,
really?
Yeah, we were playing songs that we don't normally play.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean... It was all rooms that went from like 100 to like 800, and they were just crazy about every song, because it was just a bunch of fans that knew everything about the band.
Can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming album?
Yeah, of course. It's a reflection of the way that the world has been
mm-hmm.
in the past like 4 years. You know, I think we've all. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's called Order and Decline. And we're upset, but also we don't want to impose our views on anybody. We always just want to be honest with our fans and, you know, let them know how we feel and what we think is going on.
So it's not a political one?
As no, it's political.
Said, is it?
Yeah, very. Yeah. For sure.
I was wondering, so how does it make you feel that there are people growing up listening to your music? I mean, basically, I grew up listening to you.
Nice.
And it's pretty cool that I'm here now. And my kids are sure going to know who Sum 41 are. And
nice.
I was wondering, what feelings and thoughts does this give you and the band?
Well, we were actually kind of shocked about it, because when we first started up Warped Tour in 2016... We thought that we were going to be playing to just old, crusty punk rockers,
mm-hmm.
right? And we didn't even think that we would have fans as young as you. Like, we thought, literally, we were going to be one of those older bands. But then we stepped out onto the stage in Dallas, and it just ranged from, like, 12 all the way up to, you know, 50. And it was one of the most, touching moments, because... realized at that point that maybe we did do something that could actually last a little bit longer than, you know, the typical 10 years.
It's pretty cool because you have, like, as you said, age of 45 people in the crowd. And yeah. Also people like 14-year-old or 16
yeah,
or something.
Totally.
And it's incredible to see it. I think we're finished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
so, thank
great.
You so much.
Thank you very much.
We're looking forward for tonight.
Oh, us too. Us too.
Yeah, last time we were here with Living End.
Well, maybe one more thing.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had a band that you liked when you were younger and that you could tour with. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we brought out the Vandals,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great punk rock band from California. So we took them out a while ago. And but lately it's a lot of younger bands, so we're kind of paying it back the way that, you know,
mm-hmm.
older bands did for us.
Thank you so much for the time.
Can we take a selfie?
The interview was made with Dave Brownson, Sum 41's guitarist, in the First University Radio from Pest. The record was made in 2019.